For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Caroline Ballard. The Wyoming legislative session is technically over, but there are still some loose ends to wrap up. And here to give us an update on everything that's happened is Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you very much.
Bob, I know that Medicaid was a big topic this session. What ended up happening with that?
The Medicaid expansion issue failed. What they were hoping to do was do an expansion study. But one of the things that did happen, and this was really a big issue, was whether or not they wanted to have a work requirement for people on Medicaid. And so right now, if you're in the SNAP program, which is essentially food stamps, or if you get what we would, you know, what people might know as welfare, there is a work requirement for both of those things. And so what they wanted to do was put it on Medicaid. The challenge there, though, is that a lot of people who are on the Medicaid, that get Medicaid, which is health insurance, are challenged. You know, there's some people that are poor. There are some people that maybe have some mental health issues. While there were some exceptions in the bill, there were probably opportunities for people to get kicked off of Medicaid and lose their health insurance a little bit easier than should happen. And so there was a lot of concern about that bill. The Senate passed it fairly easily. It looked like the House might actually follow suit. And then suddenly a lot of people rose up. There was a lot of lobbying on the issue. And then they strongly and soundly defeated the measure. It's such a drastic measure because if people lose their health insurance and their low income anyway, you know, the concern there is that drives up healthcare costs for the state. That's maybe more of a hammer than knocking somebody off of welfare or taking away food stamps.
Wyoming's legislature has generally been anti-tax, but this year there were several measures that came up attempting to raise certain taxes, institute new taxes. Has anything changed with how the legislature approaches taxes after this session?
Well, I think the thing that was important here was, and we'll talk about the two that maybe advanced the furthest. One was a corporate income tax that probably would have been one of the smaller corporate income taxes in the nation, but it still would have generated some money, mostly from the box stores and people like that for the state. And then the other one was, of course, the lodging tax. The corporate income tax, I think, that scared people. The name income tax worries some folks out there. It got a lot of pushback. And so eventually what happened was the Senate chairman of the Revenue Committee, Bill Landon, decided not to even take a vote on it. So why put their necks out there, have a few people supported in committee when it's probably going to die on the floor? As you might imagine, some folks in the House who stuck their neck out to support that bill were not really happy with the Senate for at least not even voting on it. So that led to a little consternation. The House also brought the lodging tax. I have to tell you, that was one of the surprising votes of the session. It sounded like it had lots of support early on. It was something that they have worked on for a couple of years, and it really looked like something that was going to go. Senators Lisa Anselmi Dalton and Cale Case, she's a Democrat, he's a Republican, kind of got a contingent of small lodging and hotel operators to contact their legislators from their town and saying, this is a bad thing. This is actually going to increase rates for people. It's going to affect schools. They tried to make an amendment in there that would have exempted some of these oil and gas workers and miners that come from other places and live in the state for months at a time. They tried to fix that. But at the end of the day, they started to do too many exemptions. The bill just kind of took an ugly turn, and they voted that down. We've been talking about, what, taxes for 3 or 4 years, Caroline? And you'd think this was the year. If you remember, at the start of the session, the Speaker of the House and the Senate President both indicated it's time to broaden our tax base, it's time to do something about this, and they both fall flat, nothing else passes, and here we are again.
Heading into the interim session, what discussions do you see carrying over?
Well, I think that they might possibly study this work requirement thing on Medicaid, so they know what they're doing this time and who really would be impacted by something like this. You know, they as I said, they've got work requirements before, but the problem with this legislation is I think it was boilerplate that came from other places, and so it needs to be worked on a little bit. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they do more on the blockchain front. I think if there was some surprising legislation this year, or maybe some legislation, well, I'll put it this way, that wasn't talked about enough. It was three or four bills that got passed on the blockchain end of things that, you know, you want to diversify the economy. This seems to be something that really could work out for the state. And it's a very complicated issue. I know legislators are still getting their arms around it, and yet Wyoming was one of the first states in the country to pass a number of things, including setting up some of these digital asset banks that can be here, and some are already excited about coming to Wyoming. So that's been an interesting issue to follow.
Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has been reporting from Cheyenne this legislative session. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thank you.